Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, college football fans across the nation and around the world. This is Tim May with the Tim May Podcast. I mean, do you hear that? That's the clock ticking. By the time you're watching this, you're a month away from the grand opening of the 2022 Ohio State football season. And what a grand opening it'll be. Ohio State versus Notre Dame in the Shoe, prime time. And, you know, as we head into preseason camp coverage, and all kinds of other things on LettermanRow.com and on my podcast, I thought it'd be great to catch up with an active Buckeye just one more time before camp starts. And I've liked this guy since I first met him. I think he's poised to really ascend to the heights this year in this new Jim Knowles defense. His name is Jack Sawyer, defensive end from Pickerington. But more than that, he's in his second year with the Buckeyes, and all things coming out of spring ball and then through the summer says this guy has really turned it on. He and JT Tuimoloau. I mean, the depth of that defensive end position last year was a little bit of a disappointment from the standpoint of consistent pressure, et cetera. They put on quarterbacks and definitely in the realm of sacks. But there is a definite vibe this year going into this season. And like I said, under the new direction of defensive coordinator Jim Knowles, that this defense is going to be quite dynamic, very aggressive, so much so I wrote a story about it for this week with Ryan Day and quoting some players too. But with Ryan Day, I pointed out, you know, if he was a defensive coordinator, this is the defense he probably would run because he really liked what he saw from his new hire, Jim Knowles, through the spring, the way the defense took to it. With the other two new coaches, Tim Walton, of course, and Perry Eliano, joining a longtime veteran, considered maybe the GOAT of defensive line coaches, definitely maybe among the elite at this moment, Larry Johnson. But he really liked, Brian Day really liked the dynamics that he saw through the spring. And he also liked the esprit de corps he saw among the defenders. They feel like they're onto something big. Whereas this time a year ago, there were a lot of doubts, and then those doubts came to fruition, and it led Ryan Day to make basically the biggest purge of his young head coaching career on the defensive side of the ball. But, you know, I wanted Jack Sawyer on for a couple of reasons, number one of which is, as we begin our conversation, you'll hear me asking him about name, image, and likeness, only because, you know, before he enrolled at Ohio, before he started at Ohio State, he was already planning on how those kind of things would go, because anybody could see that coming around the corner, the name, image, and likeness rights. And he's taking advantage of it like so many of the Buckeyes have here over the last year, you know, and we discuss that to begin this conversation, but then we get into the football aspects, and I think you'll enjoy that conversation also. To say he's fired up about what's coming coming this season from the defensive side of the ball with the Buckeyes would be putting it mildly. He is definitely fired up about this Jim Knowles defense. So without any further ado, let's get to my conversation with Jack Sawyer. And as promised, ladies and gentlemen, an encore performance by one of my favorite guests I've had on this podcast over the last several years. His name is Jack Sawyer. You may have heard of him. He's a defensive end for the Ohio State University. He and JT Tuimoloau are ready to step up their game this year, obviously along with that really deep depth chart. I guess that's kind of redundant, isn't it, Jack? But that deep depth chart and defensive end for the Buckeyes. But, hey, Jack, welcome back to the Tim May Podcast.
I appreciate it. Glad to be back.
I wanted to catch up with you, man, after, the last time we talked, it was before you entered Ohio State, and you had already been doing your homework about name, image, and likeness and the benefits you guys were going to reap from stuff that was going to be coming down the road. And I'm just wondering, how's that gone for you, man?
It's going well. You know, it's going well. You know, my main one right now is, I got a nice truck from, Rick over there, Rick Reichert Automotive. So, loving it. And, I love those guys over there, and it's going well.
Explain to people, I had Brian Schottenstein and Zach Beebe on my podcast last week, Zach Beebe from NIL Management. Two interesting guys who put together that the foundation Brian Schottenstein has with his friends, and really really going out of their way to help you guys, but you know, just for example, give people an idea when you have a name, image, and likeness deal, for example, with Reichert Automotive, what's your responsibility then besides getting to drive their truck around?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as the law state with NILs, you got to do something in return. And so, you know, we do a bunch of cool things over there with, you know, Reichert Automotive. We got the commercials. So we go, we shoot some commercials, and then every once in a while, I just got to post about the truck. So, you know, that kind of sums up, you know, the general of what you got to do in return for, you know, you're getting the NIL benefit.
Yeah. And of course, you guys get to take part of it. Like you and I were talking about before we started here, you get to take part in some autograph sessions now, et cetera. And because obviously y'all draw a crowd, that's what name, image, and likeness is all about. And you get remunerated for it. In fact, that's the correct way to use that verb. But, you know, like two years ago, that wouldn't have been legal and stuff. So do you feel like, you know, finally things have come around the right way for college athletes, especially big time college football and basketball players?
Oh, I mean, definitely. You know, think about the stuff we do, you know, every day during the week and, you know, throughout the whole year, even out of season, you know, it's crazy the amount of work we put in. And, you know, we're not taking any money out of the university's hands. Yeah. And, you know, so.
Wait a minute. Funny how they worked that out, isn't it? Yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you knew that. You know, we weren't going to get any money from the university for that, which, you know, it plays out nice that we're not. So, yeah. You know, we get a chance to get out there and make some money for ourselves. Like, it's just crazy. You think back, like, players like Braxton Miller and Cardale when he went on his three-game run. And some of those players who never really saw the benefits, you know, in the professional league. You know, Braxton played on a few teams here and there, so did Cardale. But, I mean, these guys would probably be making seven figures a year being in college if they were around during NIL. So, you know, I think it's a great thing for kids to be able to, you know, make some money while they're in college. You never know what can happen to the pros with, you know, injuries and stuff like that, and maybe not panning out the way you thought you're going to. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity, and, you know, I think it's really great for us.
Yeah. You know, as I've said many times, people listen to me, you know, the few people that actually listen to me, one of those is not my wife, but the people who actually listen to me, I've always said, you know, I've covered three major sports, especially when I was newspapers. It was auto racing, football, and boxing, two where they wore a helmet and one where they should.
They shouldn't wear a helmet, man. Come on, you're boxing.
Yeah. I don't know how much you've boxed, but that's a podcast for another day. But but the bottom line is every time you strap on the helmet in football and auto racing, you're putting yourself in jeopardy, you know. Right. And you agree with that too, right? I mean you're not dumb. You understand what the jeopardy is out there, right?
Oh, I mean, definitely. You know, football, I mean, we're, you know, 270 pounds, 330 pounds going at each other every play. I mean, it's a car wreck line of scrimmage every play. You know, yeah. that's how your body feels after practice. You've been in a couple of car wrecks. So, I mean, you know, the game of football, you know, I think I heard a quote one time. They called the NFL. Why they call it the NFL is because it's not for long.
Yeah.
You know, you can't play football your whole life, but you can play golf your whole life, you know. So, you know, I mean, football, you strap on that helmet and those shoulder pads and it's on, you know, it's a war out there. So,
yeah. And the other thing is, like, an injury can end it all, or someone could just tell you, Jack, we don't need you anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, it can be over right. Like that one way or the other. Right. Whimsically, almost. That's easy for me to say. But best is, though, how do you think you guys, I mean, you know, Ohio State's gotten a lot of praise for want of another term for how it has allowed you guys, or not allowed, I mean, but how think the NIL waterfront has been handled by Ohio State and the opportunities you guys have gotten. Do you feel like y'all have been in that regard blessed by over the last year or so about the deals that have come up for you guys?
Oh, I mean, definitely. You know, playing for the most historic college football program, you know, in the world, you know, I mean, the opportunities are endless for us, you know, locally, nationally, you know, we get a lot of attention, you know, as we should, being one of the best programs in the country, you know, throughout time. And then I just want to say how well, like, we've been taught about it too, is we always have a bunch of meetings, you know, about paying taxes, you know, making sure we're submitting our NIL deals, you know, to be reviewed and stuff like that. So, you know, we're just doing all the steps right too. And, you know, we have a bunch of opportunities too. And I think it's just great. You know, Ohio State's the best place to be for it, I believe.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, Ryan Day, we've talked to him a bunch of times, including this past week over in Indianapolis at the Big Ten Media Days. And, you know, basically his point is, you know, yeah, probably if you had your dream scenario, you'd go back to the good old days, you know, but the good old days are gone forever. And yep. The thing is, you can sit there and gripe about the way things are going, or you can embrace them mm-hmm. and in essence, you know, utilize them to enhance your attractiveness to recruits, to transfer portal dudes, you know, et cetera. And even to the guys on your team. Right. And it looks like, and I'm not just saying this mamby-pamby, it looks like Ohio State has done that, right?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, you know, I'm not sure whether or not, you know, Coach Day loved the idea at first or not. You know, a lot of coaches across the country, you know, you see different opinions here and there. But what I do know is he's embraced it once it got passed. And, you know, he's really helped us make sure we know, you know, the right deals, the wrong deals, you know, how to submit things and, you know, how to just kind of be a professional. And I think that's another great point, too, is, you know, this is kind of giving us an early teaching almost of how to handle your money when you're making money and how to be a professional, keep your business first, which is football. So if you're not playing well on the field, you're not going to get paid off the field. And that's the same way in the NFL too. And so, you know, when guys like Trey Henderson burst on the scene last year and, you know, rightfully so, he got, you know, he's been getting paid too. So it's just, you know, it's teaching him and other guys, you know, on the team and across the country how to be professional so early. And I give a lot of props to Coach Day for, you know, giving us the right resources to teach us the right things and, you know, help us learn stuff that we should know earlier rather than later on that type of stuff as well.
Hey, by the way, who represents you? I mean, you got to have some kind of representative or you just do it yourself.
Yeah, you know, I actually, you know, about a month and a half ago, I signed with Athletes First. So with them. Yeah.
But the point is, it's like you don't want to get into hookups now. That I would think that's the minefield. You don't want to get into hookups now. That could be a drag on you 3, 4, 5 years from now, right? I mean, you've got to be careful right. out here, right? Because I would think there are some unscrupulous characters running around.
Oh, I mean, definitely. You know, there's guys, you know, there's definitely guys out there trying to get their hands in people's pockets, you know, get a couple dollars here and there if they can. And, you know, that's another thing we talk about. We talk about, you know, the right – being with the right people. And it's another thing Coach Day and our staff does a great job with is, you know, trying to – you know, tell us about those right people that's going to actually try to help you, you know, benefit you. And there's people that are going to try to benefit off of you. And so, you know, it's kind of like it's a two-way street when it comes to that.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's get into something else too, man. I mean, football camp's about to start. As a guy who obviously you skipped your senior year or because of COVID stuff going on at Pickerington, you skipped your last season. And, you know, and when you and I were talking in that podcast that year, it was like you thought, hey, there was a chance if the Big Ten played in the winter, like they were talking about, you were going to get to play, right? And then, of course, they scotched that idea, and they played in the fall anyway and stuff. But what I'm getting to here is, other than that, though, you've been going through preseason camps for a while. At this moment in the calendar, do you look forward to what's about to come over the next month, or is it get through it? Explain to people what your mindset is.
I mean, my mindset right now is, you know, coming out of spring, you know, I feel like I had one of the best springs I could possibly have had.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now my mindset is just going on attacking camp because, you know, I know as soon as we got camp, you know, Notre Dame is only a couple weeks out. So, you know, I just want to get as much better as I can through camp and try to dominate camp and, you know, not let camp dominate me. Because, you know, when you get in that hotel for a couple weeks, it could be draining for people. And, you know, so I'm just going in there with a positive mindset. You know, I'm ready to go. So that's my mindset right now.
Hey, do y'all have rules too? I mean, like in camp, do you have rules that like, you know, maybe put the NIL type stuff to the side for a while? I mean, what in this modern era, because no one's really experienced this until like last year and stuff, but do y'all have any kind of rules in that regard? Maybe just among yourselves, but go ahead.
You know, I haven't really heard too much about the rules. But about pertaining to stuff like that. But, you know, going into camp, you know, moving to a hotel, you know, it's strictly business.
Yeah.
You know, those 2 weeks, it's a business trip. And so I think everybody knows that and everybody's kind of going to stick to that. So I don't really think too much has to be said because those 2 weeks should be all focused on football anyways.
Give people some insight, though. Have never been in a football preseason camp. Y'all practice once a day. I think you get at least one day off a week, right, from the practice grind. But what do you do the rest of the day? You know, back when I first started watching, knowing about football when I was a little bitty kid way back in the other century, And then the last, when I first started covering football, I mean, heck, when John Cooper was there, they had 3-a-days during preseason camp. You guys have 1-a-day, and everybody talks about how tough it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the point is, anything can be tough. But after a practice, what do y'all do? Because I think y'all try to work out in the mornings, right? I mean, but then what do? You just meet and lift? And
give people an idea. The practice of the day isn't really the tough part. You know, the tough part is being locked in the rest of the day during meetings. You know, making sure you're staying awake and staying attention to the film when you're watching it later in the day, and making sure you're taking care of your body, making sure you're recovering, making sure you're eating right, drinking right, drinking enough water and stuff like that. So, the practice once a day isn't the hard part, really, what people think is. But, it can wear on you, if you're not taking care of the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like golf. Golf doesn't look very hard. But, man, I got to go to the U.S. Open this year, and you're watching those guys, and they're grinding for 4 days. Their head is just all into it. You, unless you've been at that level, and I've never been on that level, but I can understand it. Your concentration's got to be there, right? I mean, don't want to be sleepwalking through these meetings, especially with Coach Johnson. He might actually say a cuss word, but I've never heard him say one.
I doubt he'd say it.
Hey, how excited are you though, Jack? Because we talked to you in the spring and stuff, and about this new defense. I mean, obviously, you could have a really interesting role in this with Aaliyah. We'll talk to you down the road about that, during camp and stuff. But I've been telling people since the second half of the Rose Bowl on, and you talked about this during the spring, and I kind of goaded you along on that too. I mean, you guys have had a different attitude about yourselves, haven't you? I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, look.
Talk about defensively. Explain to people what kind of happened there and why it is so.
That's why it was so frustrating last year, is because we're so talented on the defensive side of the ball. There's no reason why we shouldn't be a top 5, top 10 defense in the country. And that's why the whole year, you guys, but mainly it was us. We were beating ourselves up. Like, man, how are we giving up so many damn points to these guys? When we got some of the best players in the country on the defense side of the ball. And, the defense we're playing now, man, we're going after guys. And, we're playing offense on defense. I think that's the key. I think last year we're kind of letting the offense dictate what we did on defense, and you can't play like that.
Yeah.
And so I think the best way to play football is going right at your opponent.
Yeah.
And so why not do that on the defensive side of the ball? So I think that's what we're doing. We've been doing it, and, I look forward to, putting it in practice in fall camp, and then, landing on Notre Dame too. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, it's okay. I mean, that's not bulletin board material. I mean, they got to expect that you're trying to beat them, right? That's their intent, right?
Right. Yeah. They should be thinking the same thing. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sure they are. Well, their head coach has been saying some things. It's been pretty interesting, But he's an Ohio State alum. It's interesting though, Coach Day. We were talking to him over in Indianapolis, and I even asked him about that. When he watched you guys defensively in the spring, was he seeing what he wanted to see? Because you know what I mean by that. Ryan Day is an aggressive offensive play caller, right?
Right. Best in the country.
And it had to drive him crazy, and this is casting no aspersions, to kind of watch the way his defense went about business last year especially, because that wasn't what he wanted. He knew the talent that was on hand there, but it wasn't getting pointed in the right direction. That's not casting aspersions. It's pretty obvious he changed 3 out of the 4 defensive coaches,
Right.
Jim Knowles, what just jumps out at you about Jim Knowles and his approach? Like, we just talked about the aggressive part of it, but you're one of those guys he likes. Like, we were talking to him during the spring, and I brought up, Caden Curry and sort of his nasty nature when he's on the field. And he brought you up too, that surliness about you guys. Y'all are, pretty good, easy-go-lucky looking kind of guys off the field, but on the field, you want to get after people, right?
Oh man, most definitely. No, when you step on the football field, your mentality's got to flip, and your whole personality's got to change. And so, what stood out to me about Coach Knowles is, how aggressive he wants to play, and how serious he takes it too. How serious he takes the scheming, and how serious he takes practice and meetings and everything else before you get on the field. I think that's really key as well. And, like you said, when you get on the field, you got to be a different person. You got to be a different animal. You got to become a beast. So,
yeah. Jack Beast. Oh, I've heard that. Do you like the Leo? If in fact you get to play that some, do you like the Leo? Do you like where that's going? I mean, can you see yourself making a pick six out in the flat?
Oh, I mean, definitely. You know, I only have one pick six in my life. And I was a freshman when I had it. And I was playing, I think I might have been playing outside linebacker that play. But,
yeah,
you know, I'd love it. You know, I can't, I don't really want to say too much about that yeah. position, you know, give some stuff away. But, you know, I like my versatility. I think, you know, playing basketball growing up really gave me, you know, some wiggle to me and being able to move around and stuff like that. And, you know, playing different positions in high school. So, you know, I'm just ready to show my athleticism and show my versatility.
Dude, you know about how good that made me feel about you talking about the wiggle, because I started saying that about Trevion Henderson last year, and people kept looking at me funny, and all of a sudden I hear coaches using that word. You know, I mean,
yep.
I think I have a way of Johnny Appleseeding words occasionally. You know what I mean? Just throwing them out yeah. there, and suddenly, and they're looking at you like they invented it. You know what I mean? But
right,
yeah. Well, that's what sets all you guys apart, Jack. I don't want to keep you much longer, but that's what bothered me watching y'all on defense last year is I know there's some pretty damn good athletes out there who seemed at times sort of hamstrung, you know what I mean? And you can be hamstrung just because maybe you're overloaded from a tactical standpoint or strategic standpoint, or, you know, you're hamstrung as in maybe things weren't as clear to you guys from a scheme standpoint as they should have been. What do you think has gotten cleared up more than anything else over the last 8 months?
You know, like you said, you know, that was one of the big things for us early guys on the defense is figuring out the defense. You know, last year we had a lot of stuff installed that we never really even used. And, you know, so we were always kind of out there thinking a little bit. And
yeah.
What's really changed is, you know, this year with our scheme, you know, there's no thinking. You know, you're going to play fast. You know, you're going to make a mistake. Make it 100 mile an hour. That's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's really what's changed the most, I'd say.
Yeah, dictatorship. Run a dictatorship, yeah. And the other thing is, you guys are benefiting, and Coach Knowles has said this, he's benefiting from the fact a lot of you guys got your feet wet in some really rainy situations, for one of another, some real floody situations last year. I mean, because there were so many of you guys playing for the first time, right? You can see the benefit of that already, right, the experience that was gained?
Oh, I mean, definitely, you know, the only way you get better is, you know, make mistakes, because then you can learn from it and get better from it. So I think, you know, us getting, you know, like me and JT and Ty Lee, being able to get our feet wet a little bit last year in games, you know, make mistakes, not play the best we could because, you know, we're out there thinking a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was big for us, you know, because we hate seeing that on film. We know that's not what we're capable of doing. And so, you know, we were able to fix that in the spring, and, you know, you kind of just saw a different level of play from all of us, even older guys as well. So,
yeah,
I think it was pivotal.
Does the game stick in your craw still? I mean, know what happened up there? Does it stick in your craw? Meaning,
you know what I mean? But every day, yeah, we're reminded of it every day, as we should.
Yeah.
You know, we went up there and got our asses kicked, so there's not much else to say about it.
Bingo. It's either a motivator or it's a whatever cultivator. I mean, you get turned over and bring somebody else in. Zach Harrison seems to have stepped up in the spring and stuff. Do you sense that too about those older guys kind of getting it? You know what I mean? I mean, enjoying what's coming.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I think we all took it day by day and, you know, really enjoyed, you know, coming to practice and coming to work, so to speak. And so, you know, I think when you get a group of guys and that really buy in and really start enjoying spending time with each other and enjoying the grind, you know, it kind of brings a different level of, you know, a level of play out of you that you won't see if it's not that way. So,
yeah,
I think, you know, the older guys, you know, did a great job of that in the spring. I think us young guys did a great job of that too. We kind of all came together as a true team. And, you know, I think through how hard our workouts have been this summer, we've got so much closer. You know, because we're there grinding with our brothers every day, and they're going through the same thing. So, you know, it's definitely made us all closer, made us more of a team, I'd say.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, man. I mean, I've been covering football for a long time. There's nothing I like better than watching an aggressive offense and an aggressive defense, because it's just a total different game. You know, when you see guys out there using your God's gifts, but in a concerted manner, it's really cool to watch. Maybe that's a little too I don't know, too esoteric for some people, but I like it when you're seeing talent exploited. And that's the sense I've got of this, because everybody keeps asking me, am I getting too fired up about this Jim Knowles defense? You know, and yeah, it is the Jim Knowles defense. That's why Ryan Day brought him in, but I don't think I am I?
No, I don't think you are. I think everybody should be excited. You know, like you said, you know, it brings joy when you see people's talents being able to be shown, you know. So, you know, when you look around the field, you see guys flying around, making plays, and then having fun with each other after, you know, celebrating, jumping around, getting excited, you know, getting excited on people's side of the ball. We didn't really see so much emotion last year. And I think when you got a bunch of group of guys running around like crazed dogs, you know, high-fiving and jumping up and down after making a play with each other, you know, I think it kind of intimidates the opposition a little bit too when a group of guys are one on the field. And so, you know, I think we all should be excited about what's coming this year.
Yeah, it reminds me of those mid-1970s defenses at Ohio State, man. There were some great players just playing balls.
And they love to have fun with each other. They love to play with each other too. That's a big thing.
Exactly. Hey, last thing. Who is a young man on the defense? I asked Ronnie Hickman about this the other day at the Big Ten Media Days, but I wanted to ask you, who is somebody, a young guy, and he doesn't have to be a defensive lineman, but he could be, that you think is going to open some eyes this year that people have paid little or no attention to, of course, besides yourself?
Okay. You know, I really like Kai Stokes, man. Kai's one of those kids, comes in and works so hard every day, always got a big smile on his face, and he's a hell of a player. And he's a hell of a player, too. Had a good spring game, was practicing well the whole year. I'd say Jordan Hancock, too. You know, one of those guys that just works real hard, always got a big smile on his face, loves to play football. And so I think those two guys are two to look out for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Ronnie Hickman named Jordan Hancock. Tell me, he must have made a great impression in the spring. I mean, the light bulb just came on big time.
Yeah, you know, I think all of us, you know, our whole group started taking a little more serious and, you know, just try to get better every day and enjoy being there and stuff like that. And, you know, Jordan really bought in. You know, he had a great spring. You know, he can run, he can cover. You know, I think Jordan's got all the tools to be one of the best corners in the country in a couple of years. So, whether that may be this year or not, you know, I don't know. But, you know, I think Jordan's a great player already.
Yeah, and Kai Stokes, I mean, oh my goodness, a spring game was just the exclamation point, right? I mean, you know, it's funny. You know this, Jack. Some guys can play, right? I mean, from the get-go, right? Is he one of those dudes?
I think he is. You know, I think some guys are just ball players, you know, and you can throw all the other stuff out with measurements and testing. You know, some guys can just play ball. You know, I think Kai is definitely one of those guys who he can just play ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Kai. I've worked out with Kai a lot. You know, he's always got great energy to him too, which I like. And, man, he works his ass off too. So I'm really proud of him and how he's worked this offseason coming in as a freshman.
Yeah, I call those kind of guys last framers. I told Josh Proctor he's a last framer because you watch any video of any play, and no matter where the play is on the field, he almost ends up in the video at the end, right? I mean, if not at the beginning. But you can't really teach that. I know you can encourage it, but that's just a want to, right?
Exactly. Running the ball, you just have to want to do it.
I think you're a last framer too, man. Now, don't take that the wrong way.
I try to be.
Hey, last thing. What do you look forward to or like the most about preseason camp? Is it the getting even closer to your teammates? Or I would think that would rub you the wrong way after about a week. You know what I mean? is there something about spring camp or preseason camp, excuse me, that you enjoy? You know what I mean? I mean, what is that one thing you enjoy about it?
I'd say the competition. You know, the competition's high during, you know, preseason camp and always grinding against other guys and, you know, trying to be the best version of yourself, going against, you know, some of the best tackles in the country, some of the best offensive linemen in the country, regardless of, you know, position on the O-line and, you know, being around your teammates and really building a bond on the field. So that's what I'd say I like the best about preseason camp.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And this man will be traveling – well, he'll be traveling by bus from the hotel to the workout place, right? I mean, once y'all move in, but otherwise you'll be traveling in that nice Ford pickup from Reichert Automotive. Jack Sawyer, man, I appreciate you joining me on the Tim May podcast again.
You know, anytime, Tim. Appreciate you, man.